Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 11 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate and listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, just the two of us. I got something I want to say. I want to talk about brainstorming. This is the 10th edition of my new regular series, which is committed to helping you make the tenuous transition to a post-pandemic economy. If you're looking for normal, it's going to be in a bit part in the revival of the PBS Downton Abbey series. So whatever your business looks like going forward from today, it won't be what you used to call normal. The easy part is that as the recovery plays out over the next year, what you were supposed to be doing, what you should be doing, what I'm supposed to be doing will be revealed to us by our customers. The hard part will be making that transition personally and organizationally. What I mean by that is getting out of our own way. That's going to be the hard part, my friends, since it's likely that how you serve customers this December will be drastically different from how you served them last December. There's no better way to get out of your own way than through brainstorming. This is a leadership practice that helps shed hidebound baggage. And you know what I mean when you've heard, well, that's not how we've always done it here. That's hidebound baggage. And your business can no longer afford that in what I'm calling the new regular. So brainstorming has always been powerful. But now that we've been keel-hauled by the coronavirus shutdown, it's essential. Plus, it's the best way to get your organizational juices growing, your creative juices going. And as you know, creativity is the mother's milk of a powerful tool without which we cannot brainstorm. You cannot brainstorm without adjectives. Think about it. How dull would our world be without them? You know those handy words we use, as Webster says, to modify a noun? Without the descriptive power of an adjective, a noun is broccoli without hollandaise, a sandwich without mustard, or an idea without energy. If someone offered you a soybean, you'd probably turn away and look at your Twitter feed, right? Uninterested. But if they said, hey, look at this beautiful thing, you'd want to see that, wouldn't you? A change of attitude powered by an adjective. As you relaunch your business post-pandemic, brainstorming could be the essential difference between surviving and, well, you know. And since adjectives are essential to your brainstorming session, let them fly. Let the adjectives fly. And as with anything powerful, brainstorming is a process with parameters. Use these guidelines to start your team's brainstorming. First, let's talk about, I've got about six of them here, by the way. Freewheeling. Restrict the restrictions. If you're discussing changes to the showroom and someone says, what if we stick an elephant in the middle? Let's put an elephant right there in the middle. Give that person a raise. As you'll hear and see in a few minutes, often even partial ideas, even the crazy ones, become golden later on. Here's an adjective alert. Are we talking African or Indian elephant? That's the way you want the conversation to go. Next is no criticism. Sometimes the rude truth is delivered by an adjective. When working under duress and urgency as we are now, if the emperor is naked, my friends, if the emperor has no clothes, it must be said. And that means everyone must feel the environment is safe intellectually, and all constructive brainstorming contributions will be taken as such. Here's an adjective alert. What if part of our 2019 business model won't be viable in 2021? How about that for a rude announcement? Here's another one. Combine and improve. This is where your brainstorming foundry, your foundry creates an alloyed idea forged from those that had previously been incomplete. After this kind of synergy clicks the first time with your group, buckle up because brainstorming will blast off with new energy. They like getting those ideas together. Here's an adjective alert. Sue's ideas about cutting costs made me think. What if we did that, but in reverse? What if we turned it upside down? That's combine and improve. Here's prioritizing ideas. Which new ideas will work first on you? Which one should we do first? This is more about triage than culling because, again, the unused ones from today may be ready for prime time next week. Because like seeds, every idea germinates differently. Here's an adjective alert. Let's start with John's approach. It delivers better bang for the buck. Quantity. Here's another one. This is what the power of adjectives really come when it comes into play. A brainstorming session must have lots of ideas, complete with even more powerful and clarifying adjectives. Write them down, every one of them, because as we've learned, ho-hum today becomes essential tomorrow. Here's an adjective alert. Huh? Never thought of blue. Blue, really? But is that reflex or slate or royal or baby? Or is it periwinkle? Which blue are we talking about here? Now let's talk about the customers. Remember that easy part I talked about earlier about post-pandemic customer expectations? They'll let us know what we should be doing. Well, that only works if you apply three non-negotiables. You have to ask your customers what they expect from you. You have to listen to them when they tell you. And then you have to believe them. They have no reason to not tell you the truth. Especially when what they told you hurts. If you have the guts, ask your most loyal customers to contribute to brainstorming sessions and ask them to get granular with the adjectives. Think about that. Have a brainstorming session with customers in the building, in the session. And you can do all that by Zoom, by the way, if you need to. Here's an adjective alert. Mr. Johnson, we've been working on delivery improvements. Looking ahead, would you prefer hotshot delivery when you need it for a fee or scheduled deliveries that we help you plan for? That's right. Bring your customers in. Here's diversity. In his book, The Wisdom of Crowds, James Surowiecki reports better brainstorming results when PhDs and high school graduates are put together. So cast your cross-section, your organizational cross-section sessions with from top to bottom in your brainstorming. Make sure you've got your PhDs and your janitors. How do you think we got the McFlurry, my friends? My money's on the Nabisco janitor. Here's what he said. Hey, boss, can't we do something with all these broken Oreos? We sweep up tons of cookie pieces every night. The Nabisco janitor. That's his adjectives. The written word isn't the last one. The immortal Adam Smith with Wealth of Nations identified the written word as one of the three great human inventions. Brainstorming is powerful. You'll generate it. You'll never underestimate it. And you'll be inspired with adjective energizing ideas if you write them down. You have to write them down on paper, on a whiteboard, on a screen. Always write down what you say. If you say it, write it. Finally, use brainstorming to unleash the power of adjectives and reinvent your business for the post-pandemic new regular. And folks, let customers and the janitor help you get out of your own way. I'm Jim Blysinger. I'll be right back. At least the mystery is known.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.